Moose Jaw, City Council has approved the new transportation master plan, which now gives City Hall a comprehensive plan to make future investments in infrastructure to address all modes of travel. Council unanimously approved the new document during its July 8 regular meeting. The plan focuses on safety, operations, and system capacity and places Moose Jaw in a favorable position to pursue future capital funding opportunities through federal and provincial programs. Kaun. Doug Blanc liked the plan but wondered whether city administration would bring each project recommendation to council for adoption or whether all recommendations are now approved and would be completed in the coming months and years. Bevan Harlton, Director of Operations, said approving the new TMP does not automatically mean the city is facing budget commitments with the recommendations. Instead, the document informs everyone of the project possibilities and what could be pursued. Harlton added that administration could present one or more recommendations during the 2025 budget discussions so that council can decide whether or when to start implementing these initiatives. Kaun. Kim Robinson pointed out that some people have concerns about building a roundabout at the intersection of 9th Avenue Northeast and Thatcher Drive East, especially since it may be difficult for large semi-trailers to navigate. He wondered if a roundabout was even necessary. All the plan's recommendations require further discussion by council at budget time, Harlton reiterated. As for roundabouts, he wouldn't put forward that idea without first consulting with the public and council. "A roundabout is brilliant," said Kaun. Don Lunning, noting that Kitchener, Ont, has many roundabouts that work so slick. "So I would be very interested in seeing that happen at that intersection, because we always talk about how these studies are put on a shelf and gather dust," she continued. "I think we should talk about that at budget time." Kaun. Heather Eby agreed with the roundabout, recalling that when council approved the four-way stop for that intersection, people claimed it wouldn't work and would be the end of the world. Yet, everything has turned out fine. The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 22.